Well, Scott, so we look at what's happening market-wise today. Corn and wheat kind of sag. There's talk of profit-taking. The soybeans kind of chompy. It doesn't look like we're going to see a Wednesday trade for a Thursday.
Well, you know, we definitely had a nice run-up yesterday. I think when you look at the total open interest that's out in the corn market, you're looking at close to $2 billion that traded hands yesterday. So just a tremendous amount of open interest, big price move. And it's probably got the market just kind of, like you said, doing some profit-taking today. Corn, as we speak right now, is down 6-7 cents. And nothing to get too concerned about. Still looking for that $6 mark to come back and give us another opportunity for some good sales here down the road.
Should we be surprised export numbers coming in lower this week for the corn?
Well, they did come in surprisingly lower. They were looking at 650,000, 950,000 metric tons. Came in only at 212,000. And you know, we got a good run-up in corn prices here, and that's going to have the people needing the corn a little bit on their heels. Fortunately, we have a dollar that's still trying to stay weak, and, of course, all the currencies right now are trying to be the weakest currency out there for exports. But, you know, we got corn prices at a level here, too, that could be some concern to these ethanol plants.
What about for the soybeans? I know China's snapping up some Latin American soybeans after making purchases the last couple of days from the U.S.
Well, and they've been in the market big time. The export sales here in the soybeans is 2 million metric tons, which is substantially higher than what they were expecting, and just really has this marking year off to a great start. And right now there's a little bit of dryness in the southern part of Brazil in their main growing area. Has a market a little bit on concern, nothing a major issue yet, but something that needs to be watched.
I know from a watch aspect, our winter wheat crop sure is looking for some moisture, and they might get some of it this weekend. So is the market looking at that at all?
They are. You know, wheat's kind of held a pretty narrow range here for the last couple months, and looking for some reasons to move one direction or the other, and with this rain coming in, it may not offer much support, but they'll have to seek its support from other areas. Now, if the rain doesn't come through, then they might start having some reasons of their own to move higher.
Switch over to livestock. Boy, I hope you had your seatbelt on tight when the cash started trading.
Yeah, it was a wild ride. It's a huge move this last week. Had some sales in the south at 102, dress sales in the north at 160. Great boost. We got a cattle and feed report coming out tomorrow. Actually expecting 3% larger on-feed supply. You know, the big concern is high corn prices. We're going to move these cattle out quicker. And if we don't have a good fed cattle price now and down the road, we're going to have a hard time getting people enticed to buying replacements.
What about the fact that I'm hearing talk that some of these surge in the purchases for our cash cattle may have come from the fact that there's some export and outside of the country looking to purchase?
Well, exports have really been robust here for the beef market. And that's been very supportive. And now you got a restaurant trade out there. It's buying for their holiday parties. And looking like we may have a better response to holiday parties from the consumer here this coming couple months. Once we get through that, we're going to have to see if those markets can be maintain that support as we get into these higher prices.
What about for the hogs? We can't forget about them, but they're looking to have a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, they're struggling. Their weights are hitting record highs at a time when you get large costs or high cost gains, and it seems like we're having a hard time getting them moved through the channel quick enough. The cash has been weak here last week or so, and you know, it seems like it's taking 50 cents dollar off every day, and then you combine that with the pork values down in the lower 70s right now. It really has this market set on its heels.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.